Charlie Reffitt is here, the Humane Society of Hancock County, and you are petless today.
I am petless today.
That's not because you don't have any animals at the shelter.
No, that is not because I don't have any animals at the shelter. I just have another commitment after.
Ah, I see.
Yes, so yeah.
But yes,
we definitely do have pets available for adoption, so if anyone's interested,
That actually is one of the reasons why we wanted to invite you in here this morning, because folks, remember about a month ago, we were talking that, you know, a lot of experts will say that giving a new pet as a Christmas gift and bringing a pet into the home during the busy holiday season, probably not the best idea. But now that the holidays are over, it's a great time.
Welcome them in.
Yeah.
Welcome them on in. Yeah, it's not the best time around the holidays because it's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people coming in and out of the house, new people. If you're adopting a pet, you're strangers to them, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these other strangers coming in.
Yeah.
But now, like you said, with the holidays are settled down, it's great to welcome a new pet on in.
And I guess by extension, you could say the same thing about any time that may be busy for your family. I mean, you know, if you're one, if the type of the family that tends to travel a lot during the summertime and things like, probably not a good idea
to introduce
a pet or whatever it might happen to be.
Yes.
Those are things that you want to keep in mind.
Absolutely. When you bring a new pet, you definitely have to consider your lifestyle with the type of pet you're adopting.
Yeah.
If you want a super active dog and you yourself are not active, like an active dog would not be ideal for my lifestyle. It would not be good. So you kind of have to know that too. And when you do come into the Humane Society, we will gently tell you stuff like that. So it's just nice to be open to listen to what we have to say. We have had some pets come back because they did go against our recommendation. So it really is. We really do know the pets. So.
Yeah. And that's not good for the animals. It's certainly stressful on the family, too. When you get a pet and it doesn't work out, that's
and then you bring the pet back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that does tend to happen. So actually, again, that was one of the things that we wanted to talk about. And also one of the reasons why it's not always a good idea to put a pet under the tree, quote unquote, under the tree at Christmas time, too, because you want to make sure that they, you know, that it's a good fit.
That is absolutely correct. We have also had people come in. We don't let people adopt as gifts. We recommend everybody come. Well, we actually have everyone come in the household.
It's one of the things you have to do.
Yes, you have to do that. Some parents are a little bit upset, but they do actually end up doing it, and they find out their children are terrified of the pets. They even like the puppies or like a laid back dog. The children are absolutely terrified. So then they decide, oh, maybe this isn't a good idea, which is okay, which is why we have you come on in.
Or a member of the family might gravitate toward a certain type of pet or a certain type of animal.
Yes. We've also found out that people can be allergic. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know that. And then they come into the shelter and spend some time. And they're like,
I guess I hadn't thought about that. If you don't have a pet in the home, you wouldn't know necessarily that there is an allergy.
Yep, and that's another reason why we have everyone come in the house.
So talk a little bit about what that process looks like. I mean, in terms of adopting a pet from the Humane Society. And always, adopt, don't shop. So
if you are interested in adopting a pet from the Humane Society, you can stop out to the shelter at 4550 Fostoria Avenue during our open business hours. However, we really recommend that you submit an application before you come in, and that gives us time to look at your lifestyle, how many people are in your home, and when you get there, we can have some ideas of who might be, you know, most compatible with your home.
Yeah. For example, again, like you said, maybe there is an active breed of dog. Terriers can be very active.
Yes, they really can. And if I was putting in an adoption, filling out one, and it says, what do you want us to really know? What are you looking for in a pet? And if I wrote down a couch potato, someone that just wants to watch TV with me, and I came in and I looked at a terrier.
A lap dog. Yes. Yeah, a terrier is not a lap dog.
Even though he might be small, he's going to be real active.
Like
he's going to want walks a lot, multiple walks a day.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to keep him busy. So then the staff at the shelter would say, oh, I see that you really want someone to snuggle with. Can you actually look at this one? We will show you the terrier too, but a lot of the times when you go in and then they're bouncing all over, it's like, okay, maybe
Terriers
not
are
this
great
one.
Dogs, but not for every, yes. Not for every family or every lifestyle. Yes, so.
Absolutely.